Swimming might be the most intimidating part of triathlon, yet paradoxically, it's the easiest to improve. While cycling demands countless hours in the saddle and running relies heavily on natural biomechanics, swimming excellence requires just 3 one-hour sessions weekly. This counterintuitive reality has transformed countless struggling swimmers into confident competitors. Even professional triathletes like Lionel Sanders credit this approach for dramatic improvements. What makes this system revolutionary is its recognition that adult triathletes aren't pool specialists. We're essentially newborns in Speedos, navigating an unnatural environment where we're horizontal instead of vertical, using arms instead of legs for propulsion, and breathing in completely foreign patterns. Rather than overwhelming swimmers with complex technique minutiae, this approach focuses on 3 core principles that consistently produce breakthrough results for athletes of all levels. The foundation of effective triathlon swimming rests on 3 simple principles. Breathe like a dolphin teaches effortless breathing that prevents panic by rolling to breathe rather than lifting your head. Float like a log eliminates sinking legs and reduces drag through proper body position and core engagement. Race like an arrow ensures energy moves you forward rather than side to side, emphasizing streamlining and efficiency. This approach recognizes that triathlon swimming differs fundamentally from competitive pool swimming. Triathletes face unique challenges. Limited flexibility, longer events, 10 minutes to 2 hours versus 3-minute races, the need to conserve energy for cycling and running, limited training time, and chaotic open water conditions. Perhaps most controversially, this system rejects traditional kicking emphasis. While elite swimmers might get 10 to 15% propulsion from kicking, age groupers typically get only 0 to 5% benefit while consuming significant oxygen. A 6-beat kick can consume up to 30% more oxygen than a 2-beat kick, energy better used on the bike and run. Imagine trying to run a 10K while holding your breath every few steps. Sounds absurd, right? Yet that's exactly what many triathletes do when swimming. New triathletes typically breathe only 13-30 times per minute while swimming, despite needing 40-50 breaths during intense exercise. Many also instinctively hold their breath underwater, causing carbon dioxide buildup that triggers panic. The solution is counterintuitive but transformative. Exhale continuously underwater. When running or biking, you don't hold your breath between inhalations. Why do it while swimming? By exhaling the entire time your face is in water, you prevent CO2 buildup and eliminate the fight-or-flight response. Proper technique requires exhaling continuously, turning your head slightly to breathe, not lifting it, taking small sips of air, and breathing every 2 strokes for maximum oxygen intake. While bilateral breathing helps with balance and visibility, triathletes should prioritize a 2-stroke breathing pattern for optimal oxygen. Simply alternate which side you breathe to on each length to develop bilateral capability without sacrificing oxygen. With breathing mastered, we can focus on body position. Picture pushing a smooth log versus a gnarled branch through water. Which moves easier? Swimmers battle 4 forces: gravity, buoyancy, thrust, and drag. Only thrust helps us forward. Our biggest challenge is sinking legs. Our buoyant upper body and denser lower body create a drag-increasing seesaw effect. Despite claims about muscular legs causing sinking, even professional triathletes have learned proper floating. The technique is straightforward. Look straight down with the waterline at your head's top, keeping your head's back, buttocks, and heels at the water surface. Your heels should break the surface with each kick. The float like a log progression uses kicking drills not for propulsion, but for proper body positioning. Even elite triathletes practice kicking solely for body position. Learn to kick just enough to keep your heels and buttocks at the surface without wasting energy. With breathing and body position mastered, direct all energy forward. Elite swimmers maintain perfect alignment, hips behind head, feet behind hips, with no side-to-side swaying. Their strokes stay in a narrow channel, dramatically reducing drag. This swaying typically comes from crossing hands over the center line, forcing legs to counterbalance. The proper technique? Keep head, hips, and feet in a straight line. Enter your hand between your head's edge and shoulder. Maintain this channel throughout the pull and always face your palm toward the back wall. To implement these principles effectively, the approach offers two distinct prescriptions. For those unable to swim 400 meters continuously without getting winded, temporarily pause regular swim workouts and focus exclusively on technique drills 3 to 5 times weekly for 10 to 15 minutes per session. Though counterintuitive, continuing with poor form only reinforces bad habits. For those who can swim 400 meters comfortably but struggle with efficiency, integrate drills into regular workouts, dedicating the first 5 minutes to technique work before the main set. This prevents reinforcing bad habits and forces immediate application of drill sensations into regular swimming. On race day, several strategies enhance performance. Invest in a sleeved wetsuit. They make you faster, safer, and warmer by providing buoyancy and preventing heat loss. Most importantly, get in the water for a 5 to 10 minute pre-race warm-up to dramatically reduce panic and heart rate spikes at the start. If you're uncomfortable in open water, position yourself at the very side of the swim start away from the chaos, or start at the back and begin swimming 5 seconds after the gun. Many developing triathletes abandon technique drills too quickly, believing regular swimming is the only path to improvement. However, proper technique work yields tremendous improvements, even for advanced swimmers. The challenge is that it initially feels like regression, practicing kids' drills in the shallow end with temporarily slower times. This one step backward, two steps forward process is normal. Even when the pace clock doesn't immediately show improvement, if you're breathing easier, getting your legs higher, and experiencing less side-to-side wiggling, you are making progress. Try this. Write down 3 words you associate with swimming. Then swim 100-meter and 1,000-meter time trials at maximum effort, recording your times. Work through this swim system diligently. 1 month after completion, repeat both time trials and note 3 new words about swimming. Your progress will astound you. The transformation from fearful beginner to confident triathlon swimmer happens faster than most believe, typically within 1 focused season of training. By mastering these foundational principles, even the most water-averse triathlete can discover swimming isn't just survivable, but enjoyable. Remember that every elite triathlete started somewhere, and many came from non-swimming backgrounds. The path to proficiency requires patience, persistence, and trust in the process of developing these fundamental skills. Water is the cradle of life, and moving through it with confidence reconnects you with something primal and essential. When your relationship with water transforms from struggle to flow, you become not just a better triathlete, but a more complete athlete. The water isn't your enemy. It's waiting to become your ally. Your journey from fear to flow begins with your very next stroke.